But wait, what are we doing?
Oh shit.
We're recording, obviously.
Oh god. Wait, I need to put on my makeup.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, who is that voice? Who has been in the studio? I don't know who you are. Oh my, who are you?
Okay. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of NSP. This is probably an episode.
You better not cut out the beginning.
I might. I may, maybe, maybe not. So, as you all know, I am Silent Mr. Dave.
And as all of you know, since I have been in every single episode up to this point, I am Ryra67, dude, the one that everyone loves. You interrupted me, you fuck.
Oh, that's mean.
Your turn.
You always interrupt me.
Not you. Your turn, chubby person.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking to that guy. I'm Mr. Chubby Monkey. Hello.
Other guy. Oh, there's another guy.
Who is are it my you, turn? Stranger?
Yes.
Yes, it's your turn.
I'm Thomas the Voice. You could just call me Tom.
So I don't know if you're going to be a guest star, if you're going to be a regular person, but if you're a regular person, we have five people on NSP, which is kind of gratuitous. But hey, who gives a crap?
Hey, the more people you add, the crazier it gets.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all about crazy here at NSP because our...
We're cray-cray.
Yep.
Interesting.
Speaking of cray-cray, this new guy is going to be the guy who leads our little entourage into the world of improv.
You can say the magic.
Hardly see that happen.
Yes.
I will lead you to greatness. I will take the torch and light it on the patch of wood.
Just
of
say
life.
The word. God.
You.
I'm kidding. You're wonderful. Say scene.
Tom.
Tom left us. All right. Looks like it's just the three of us.
Oh, he's back.
Oh.
What happened?
I do not know.
Nobody.
Where am I?
Who are you?
Who are you?
Wait a minute, I know that mustache from anywhere.
Why am I able to speak English and why am I in this godforsaken country?
You're Hitler!
How could you possibly
know
what country you're in?
Well, you
where
see,
are my
the
flags?
Thing...
Where are my statues? Where
well, see,
are...
Well, see, in the future, you become really famous. And by famous, I mean everyone hates you. A lot.
More like infamous.
And you kind of died.
Suicide.
Oh, wait. Oh, wait, guys. Guys, let's group huddle. So, wait, let me just confirm something real quick. You are Adolf Hitler, right?
Yes.
All right, before we... fill you in on what happens between the 60 years that you just skipped. Group huddle real quick. Alright, guys.
What could have happened?
Dude,
I could have sworn I was ruling an empire.
Shut up, God. But
I'm monologuing.
Here we have this guy. We can find out so much about him. We can find out how good he was at video games. Alright? We're going to find out how good he was at video games.
I don't think they were really video games back then, though.
Well, we're going to find out now. We're going to find out how he would do. Okay, so, Hitler. First, allow me to explain something. Let me just find where we are.
I haven't been able to explaining here.
Have you tried
where
to
explain? Am I?
You are in America.
Why am I in America?
Well, apparently you found some sort of time machine that transported you here.
Those damn Russians, they succeeded!
Did you take the blue pill?
I chose the red one, and all I did was poop a lot.
Well, I guess your suicide attempt failed. All right, tell you what.
Hitler said poop.
Tell you what, I'm going to fill you in on what happens over the 60 years. So, have you tried to kill the Jews yet? What?
X-Nay,
I'm sorry, repeat the question. I'm still trying to get a hold of this English thing.
Okay. Have you tried to kill the Jewish people?
What? Why would I do such a thing?
Well,
all right. I think we should take advantage of this. Kind of like...
I've only ever had a grudge against people who drink orange juice.
Mm.
Because the citrus in the juice causes people to be distracted and is not very good for military.
He's very into juice of the orange brand, by the way. Mr. Dave.
Yeah, Dave, you like orange juice, don't you?
I do.
You swine! I'll kill you when you stand!
Calm down.
Okay, listen.
Hitler.
Come on, Adolf.
Allow me to... So anyway, apparently you try to kill a bunch of Jewish people, it doesn't work, and no one likes you. Except for the weird people on 4chan. But that's another story.
But wait a minute, I never tried to do that.
Not yet, apparently. So, allow me to explain. This is a game called Call of Duty. In this game, there is a minigame
called... What is a game? What is this weird remote
Just
device
okay,
with the sticks?
See this television?
What is a television?
You don't know what a television is?
See this big screen that is showing life?
You mean that little box with the wall inside of it?
Yes, I think. Just have this weirdly shaped piece of plastic with buttons on it. Now your job is going to be to kill the zombie Nazis.
Why would I kill my own men?
Well, that's a really good question! Sorry, we encounter some really stupid people on Call of Duty Online.
This entire thing looks stupid. This entire concept looks stupid. Why are my men dead and walking? Give me that controller. Let me figure this out. They are not listening to me. What is the button to make them listen to me?
Well, you can press the right trigger to fire your shotgun. That might get their attention.
A shotgun of control over their minds, then yes. What the hell? I killed my own men.
Yes, that happens.
That's the point.
Hang on, I'm going to find out. They're attacking me! Back, I say! Oh, look what you've done. Now I have to attack them with this shotgun.
The mutiny, right. You have to take them out.
Yeah.
No, he's actually pretty good.
Yeah, he's surprisingly good at killing Nazis, considering
these men are very... I did not remember training these very unsophisticated soldiers.
You know what would be an easy way to dispose of all of them?
What?
Gas chambers.
I don't see any. What about this giant nuke looking? Ooh! Pretty! And it get rid of all them, yeah.
I didn't understand a word of that. Okay, listen, Hitler, you're gonna need to go back to your own time,
I'm in the middle of something. I bet I could kill three of them in one time!
Okay, listen, you need to kill some Jewish people. Bro, you need to kill the Jew. Otherwise, the timeline will collapse.
Shut up!
And, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm starting to think that.
What the fuck? I did not even mean to do that!
To kill off the Jews, right? Is this like.
This game is lacking!
How do you even know what that is?
I don't know.
Oh, we gotta send them back.
Yeah, we do. How are we gonna send them back?
You will do no such thing! As soon as I learn to get these zombies out of this television, I can use them in my army, my undead army, to take over the world and get rid of those pesky, juice-loving people once and for all!
Do you have any Advil? Maybe if we give him a blue pill, he'll go back.
Yeah, tell you what, Dave, you should probably, you and Manuel, you take care of something. Xbox Live works. I figure a couple minutes of Xbox Live will get his hatred of the entire universe up a bit more.
Alright.
Okay.
Why is this 12-year-old boy screaming into mine ear?
I don't know, man.
I must have him executed.
Dave, man, you got a plan yet?
What?
Come up with a plan to get him back!
Where's your Advil?
Oh,
I grow hungry. Where is your milk?
Do you get some milk?
I want milk. I'll check in the fridge.
I want milk now!
Okay, so I'm pouring the milk. Calm down.
Jeez, it was such a baby.
There is my milk and cookies!
Here, Hitler, I have this milk and I guess this cookie that I found. There's not a pill inside.
Yeah! This one, it has raisins in it!
It's
I do not
raisin.
Like raisins!
They're craisins.
Give me another one! Cook me one! Make one in an oven! Don't give me that bullshit from the store!
Okay, you know what? Dave, Manny, hold him down.
Wait, okay. Wait, okay. Wait.
Hold him down! Perfect. I'll get the Advil in his mouth. Okay. Advil's in. Perfect.
You
are.
You. You.
Anymore.
You're all juice drinkers.
Wait a minute. How is Advil supposed to get him back to his own time?
Dave,
you moron!
Just orange juice. Okay.
Maybe.
Is this a good time to mention that I have a time machine?
Okay, hurry up. Let's just get him in here. Let's just.
Stop sleeping Hitler in here. Alright, push the button.
What happened? Wait. No! Here's the orange juice!
Okay, let's look at the newspaper. Because that's how it works, right? If we look at the
newspaper. Exactly. If anything bad happened. Let's see. Holocaust still happened. Okay, we're all good.
All of you need to stop what you're doing right now.
What?
You can't send Hitler back to the past, or else... Wait, where's Hitler?
Sent him back.
Kind of sent him
back. Already.
Oh, fuck!
Was it something wrong with that? Anything? Silentness?
David, it just got really quiet in here.
So I'm just gonna say.
Soon. Wait a minute, he disappeared from the timeline. Do you know what this means? I don't know what it means.
Okay, that scene.
Because... Tom, we ended the scene. You just got back into the channel. Yeah, Tom had a random disconnect right when the tension was mounting.
Well, thank you for watching.
I was having trouble entering before because my roommates, like I said, I was worried that instead of finding me weird, they decided to start fucking with me while I was trying to record shit.
Wait, what'd they do?
They kept opening and slamming the door, and they kept, poking my shoulder and shit.
That's weird.
Oh, wow.
Distinct things that Hitler would say, because one of my roommates is Jewish.
I'm trying to outro. Thank you for watching this episode.
Don't worry, I'm Jewish also.
We're very glad to have
I'm sorry.
Mr. Tom with us.
It's fine. I said, I respect Hitler.
And be sure.
I mean, not in, that way.
To comment down a line if you have one.
And also, if you comment, give us a subscribe if you like orange juice, or if you don't like orange juice, or if you would use a time machine to bring Hitler back to the past.
Or if you would play Call of Duty with Hitler.
Yeah, I think I'd play Call of Duty with Hitler.
Pink Hitler is so dreamy.
Okay, that's it.
Oh my god, his eyes.
On that note, you need to stop recording right now.